హలో, నమస్తే, సలాం వాలేకుమ్, శాస్త్రీయ కాల్, వెల్కమ్ బ్యాక్ టు అనదర్ సెషన్ విత్ యువర్ వాషఫ్ ఎట్ వారేవా డాట్ కామ్. టుడే ఐ హవ్ గాట్ మై గుడ్ ఫ్రెండ్ మిస్టర్ ప్రవీణ్ సుగ్గాలా ఫ్రమ్ యుఎస్. హీఈస్ ఫ్రమ్ కాలిఫోర్నియా, వెరీ వెరీ పాపులర్ గాయ్. హీ డస్ ఆల్ ద బాలీవుడ్ షోస్ ఆల్ ఓవర్ యుఎస్ అండ్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ బాలీవుడ్ అండ్ టాలీవుడ్ అండ్ ఆల్ ద ఫిల్మీ షోస్ హీ డస్ ఇన్ యుఎస్. సో ఐ హవ్ టు మేక్ సంథింగ్ రియలీ స్పెషల్ ఫర్ హిమ్. సో ఐఎమ్ గోయింగ్ టు మేక్ కాలీఫ్లవర్ మంచూరియన్. నౌ you know, for this what I did is I blanched the cauliflower, because you know, whenever you are making any manchurian or anything, it is better you just blanch it in hot water so that it refreshes the cauliflower, and also if there is any insects or anything, you can get rid of them. And first let's make the batter, and this is going to be very simple batter. All I am going to do is add all purpose flour, just half a cup of all purpose flour. In this add 1/4 cup of corn starch. Okay, that should be good enough. In this we're going to add some salt, pepper powder, and we're going to make this into a thick batter. In this I'm also going to add just 1 teaspoon of soya sauce, light soya sauce, not the dark soya sauce, and add some water and make this into a thick paste. Now this batter is all ready. Just pour this batter on this cauliflower, and you don't have to, you know, soak this cauliflower in the batter or anything. Just dip this in this batter a little bit and then put it in a hot oil. Look at this, the cauliflower is nicely fried and crispy. You know, if you want this to be nice and crispy, you may have to double fry. So I'm going to double fry this, but I'm going to leave it out so that the moisture that is there, it will settle out with this batter, and we're going to fry it again. In the meanwhile, I'm going to make the sauce for the manchurian. Now we're going to add some oil in a pan. We're going to add some ginger and garlic. I'm telling you, the moment we add ginger and garlic, that's the my best flavor of any cooking. Put some ginger and garlic in the hot oil. The aroma that this gives, wow. Lot of people think when the dish is done, the tasting is the most beautiful thing, but the flavors, that is what I enjoy the most. Celery, chopped green chili. If you add chopped celery into this, you know, it's going to give such awesome flavor. In this add some chopped onion. You know, we're going to make it slightly, you know, saucy, not too saucy, but little bit to coat the cauliflower. In this, while the onion are slightly sauteed, they get a little transparent, I'm going to add salt. Wow, you know, be careful when you add salt, because the soya sauce what we're going to add and the little bit of chili sauce what we're going to add, both of them have salt. So in this we're going to add some bell pepper. You know, bell pepper is optional. This gives a very nice flavor, and also, you know, with so many of the ingredients, it will give a very nice coating. Now we're going to add the sauces. First, crushed pepper. Wow. We're going to add light soya sauce, dark soya sauce. Did you know that there are two kinds of soya sauce?
No.
No? Okay. And we're going to add little bit of sugar, not too much. You know, when you add sugar and vinegar, that will give a very nice aroma and flavor to the dish. In this, we're going to add a chili paste, not too much. I've got this bottled chili sauce. This also will give a little bit of hotness as well as a nice aroma. Now, I'm going to fry this cauliflower one more time in the oil. That will keep it crispy. If you don't want it to be, you know, really crispy, you can, you don't need to do this. But, you know, I always love to have the cauliflower fried again. Look at this sauce. With one hand the sauce and the other hand the fried cauliflower. Wow. And just toss in this. Make sure that this sauce nicely coats the cauliflower. Wow. Look at this. Fantastic. Wow. And just add some chopped coriander on top. And I'm going to toss this also, because I'm going to add some chopped spring onion on top of this. Mr. Praveen, this is for you. I love to get. Ah.
Wow.
Little bit spicy, little bit tangy, little bit sweetness from the sugar. I'm telling you, all of this combination will make this really, really excellent. Wow.
We do make gobi manchuria at my restaurant, but this is different. This is much better.
My friend, Mr. Praveen, has a Biryani Bowl restaurant in Fremont, California. Go and try his restaurant called Biryani Bowl. Dear friends, I hope you enjoyed today's session of learning how to make this awesome cauliflower manchurian with your Vaishav. But do not forget, Vareva is all about inspiring others to cook. So please post your recipes and cooking tips at vareva.com so others can benefit from your great cooking. Thank you.